Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, hello, hello.
Exploration. Love. Healing. Magic. You've entered a very special place where anything can happen. Stay inside your ride, but be prepared to expand your consciousness. Welcome to the Psychic Funhouse.
Well, hello, Funhousers, and welcome to another edition of your favorite Friday psychic show, Psychic Funhouse. I'm your host, your co-host, actually, Lawrence Birch. And typically, I am joined by my fellow co-host, Mr. Michael J. Espinoza. However, he is AWOL at the moment. So we're sending out the spirit guides to locate him and find out where he might be so he can partake in the show. So while that's happening, I'll just give you a little update about my week and find out maybe from the rest of you when we go to the phones how your week has been. So I am located up in the Pacific Northwest and have been enjoying the spring weather. It's been a little bit of everything as usual. Some sunshine, some warm weather, also some rain. Plants are waking up. Things are starting to think about blooming, and looking forward to another wonderful gardening season up here. Hopefully, we'll find out. Other things that have been going on, I had a wonderful open house exhibit. We have a monthly art walk. Some of you may know that I also am an artist, and I had people come and take a look at my photographs and prints up on the wall. Got to interact with some really wonderful people. So that was a nice highlight yesterday evening. Other than that, I've been working on improving my mood spiritually. I just came back from about a three-week trip and in the adjustment phase, I would say. I don't know if this happens to you or not. A friend of mine mentioned it when they go backpacking, especially in nature. Sometimes they have a challenging adjustment period when they come back and are reintegrating into their life that they took a temporary pass on for a few days or weeks as it happens. But I've been experiencing that myself, which is a little bit of a surprise. I thought I would come back energized and raring and ready to go, and that happened for a few days, and then it was as though kind of a curtain came down. I was like, uh-oh, I'm not traveling anymore. So that's been an interesting adjustment phase. In any case, not a lot else to report. Maybe some other things will come up as the show goes along. For those of you that are new listeners, what we like to do here on the Funhouse when we don't have a guest and we're not talking about a topic of interest is to go to the phones and do readings for people and just find out what's happening in their lives, anything that they'd like to share about. That seems relevant from a spiritual perspective, and mutual support is what we're about here in the Psychic Funhouse. So when we do go to the phones, we have a pretty basic format that you're probably familiar with. We have people tell us their name or what they'd like to be called during the phone call with us and where they're calling from, so we can get an idea of your geographical location on planet Earth. All right, so we'll go ahead and take our first caller. Let's see, this is area code 562. Hi there, you're on the Psychic Funhouse with Lawrence. What's your name? Where are you calling from? Hi.
Hi, this is Yvonne from California.
Yvonne from California. How are you, Yvonne?
I'm doing good. Thanks for asking.
What's new with me?
Nothing, just hanging in there, trying to survive.
Okay.
But
Is that working so far? Let's see, you're surviving.
So far, yeah. It's working, yeah.
Okay, good.
But I had a question about me moving. I'm looking to move. Do you see me moving? And if so, when?
Moving. Well, you know, it's interesting. What comes up for me in the beginning in response to your question, Yvonne, is I see you getting a lot of help. I don't know if you're planning on doing this all by yourself or if there's other people involved, but I definitely get the sense that there's going to be a group effort to help you get your next location. So I guess that's a yes. I do see moving. I see people involved with you, helping you make that transition so you're not doing it all by yourself.
Okay.
So that's a good thing. I don't have a specific location that's coming to me yet, but it feels like it's not that far away. And that compared to other moves that you have had in the past, it's going to be a fairly smooth process. So that those are good things. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Am I going to, like, stay in where I'm moving to?
Are you, say that again. I didn't quite pick that up. Are you
am I going to like, stay in there? Am I going to like the place, the new move to the location? Am I going to like it?
Uh-huh. What I get is there's kind of a yes and no to it. I think initially you're going to find it to be what's the best way to say it? I think there's going to be a transition period for you, Yvonne, where in the beginning you're going to kind of question that you if you made the right decision or not. But I think you're going to find that your new place will grow on you and you'll feel like things are just easier. There's less stress involved in the location you're at. And you're going to feel like there's a better opportunity for you to really fit in and make things happen that you weren't able to do where you were living previously. So I think initially you may wonder if you made the right move, but I think you're going to come to a decision fairly quickly that you did the right thing. So, yes, I think you'll like it just fine.
Okay. Okay, well, thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Sounds
good. Yeah. Any other questions about anything, or would that make sense to you? Or?
No, everything's good. Thank you so much.
Okay. All right. Very good. Well, thank you so much for calling, Yvonne. It's always good to hear from you. And let us know how things go with everything. And take care.
Okay. Thank you. Bye.
All right. Bye-bye. All right. Well, moving's always an issue, right? What's it like? Some of the moves, well, some of you may know this or may not, but when I was younger and I was living with my biological family, we moved about 20 different times before I was 18. So definitely have had a lot of different experiences picking up and relocating. And there's a few different reasons why things worked out that way, but some of the hardest moves that I found were actually ones that were close. The closer moves tended to be a little more challenging, I think, because it's easy to underestimate what it's like to just move a few blocks or across town. You think it's going to be easier because it's not that far away, but you still have to go through the process of packing everything up, organizing, boxing it up, and doing all that. So but moving can be a big deal. And I think people in America do move quite a bit. We're a very mobile community, for sure, of people. So, yes, indeed. All right. Well, let's just do a little check-in here with our board and find out what's going on. Everything's looking all right. Okay, good. Let's go ahead and take our next caller. So this is area code 310. Oop, crack on the line. Hi there. This is area code 310. You're on the Psychic Funhouse with Lawrence. Which name, where are you calling from, please?
Hi, Lawrence. My name is Vince. I live in New York, but right now I'm calling from New Jersey.
Okay.
So,
you know, your line's a little bit scratchy. I don't know if that's something on our end or your end. It might make us hard. Might make it hard for us to communicate. You want to try calling back real quick, and I'll have you come back on. A lot of static.
Well, hang on. Let me. Is this any better? Hello.
I mean, no. Well, we can try it. See how it goes.
Okay. Can you hear me now better?
Yeah, the volume's okay. It's just there's some kind of crackly static on there that seems to be going away a little bit. So we'll stick with it, or maybe we can just kind of get your question or whatever you need to say, and then you can kind of go off the air, sort of thing. So how can
okay.
I help you? Yeah.
Okay. Well, this week I started a job at a brewery in Newark, New Jersey.
Okay.
It's a temp to hire full time. They're going to be hiring in October full time. But I just, it's a 2-hour drive from, I'm sleeping in my car to save money. Now I just got a job offer today for a company that manufactures drywall. And so I'm wondering, and this is to hire full-time right away. It's a 90-day mm-hmm. probation, and then it's another 90-day probation with the union after that. So I'm wondering mm-hmm. which job is going to be better for me and work out for me. This one is a lot closer to home. I'll be able to go home every day and not sleep mm-hmm. in the car, and, you know, it's very good money as well.
Yeah, well, I'll just tell you what my guide said the minute you told me about the drywall job was take it. So even though, even though you've already committed to this other job, you know, it's still in the beginning phase where it, you know, wouldn't be as big of a deal for you to let them know that you have this other opportunity come up or however you're going to transition out of it. But I think, you know, for the reasons you just stated and probably for some other significant reasons, it makes more sense, I think, for you to take this drywall job. I think it's something you'll be happier with. You may already have experience doing it or something similar. And, just the lack of stress that's going to be involved with you being able to be home, I think it makes more sense.
Yeah, I was thinking that, too. And I'm thinking that, it's just been a difficult decision, but I think I'm going to go with it, and I hope it works out really well because they seem to like me when they interviewed me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think you're a really good worker, and I think you have a lot of skills that maybe they don't see and you don't even think about being applicable to the job you're going to do. But I think they're going
right.
to find out pretty quickly that you're really valuable, and they made a really good decision. And I think you're going to get treated a lot better there. So I would go with the drywall job and for sure.
Yeah. Okay. Well, thank you very much. One more thing is my former
mm-hmm.
employer, I've got a lawsuit against them, a workman's comp lawsuit.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And I'm wondering how that's going to go.
Oh, okay. Let's see. So is there some way you can help me identify who your former employer is without, you know, revealing anything that you don't want to give away? So I can tell
you. Oh, no,
I'll
tell you straight out who it is. It's a very huge soda company. It's Pepsi.
Oh, wow. Uh-huh. Okay. Were you a driver for them or delivery person or what was your...
No, I worked in the plant actually, and I tripped and fell over some plastic, and
mm-hmm.
When I fell, I hit my left knee really hard on the concrete, and the guy, he wasn't even a supervisor, he was the acting supervisor, he denied me my right to go to the clinic.
Oh, man. That's terrible.
Yeah. Yeah, he said that you have to do that on your own time because it was like half an hour left before I finished my shift.
How are you dealing with the injury? Are you recovered or is it still a problem?
It's, no, no, it's a permanent injury now. It keeps swelling up. I can't. Yeah. I used to be able to work out. I used to be able to do a lot of cardio because, you know, I'm in process of getting back in shape and losing weight and getting, not wanting to be a bodybuilder again, but just start toning and maintaining. And I can't do that now. I have difficulty walking up the stairs. You know, I get a lot of pain in my knee and shooting pain from my knee right up to my hip now. So because of this.
Oh, man. You know, something that's coming up for me, and you may have already done this. I don't know if you've had a chance to have rehab or anything, but do you get to spend any time in water, like working on the, you know, getting your tone back in your legs and everything without having the weight, but just some resistance? Is that something you've been doing, or does that sound appealing?
No, but I mean, I would like to, because I know that water is one of the greatest things for injuries like that you can do an amazing workout in swimming in water in general without putting a lot of stress and pressure on it. So, I haven't been able to find a gym that has, or any place that has a nice sized pool that I can do that, you know, near where I live. So,
There isn't a Y or anything nearby, huh? That's unfortunate.
Nothing. Nothing at all.
Well,
but my doctor that I'm seeing, they're supposed to be setting it up an MRI for me, so I'm waiting to hear from that. And so my lawyer's trying to get a hearing for me in court, and you know, so, and I've been trying to get my doctor's office to send over all my medical records to Workman's Comp. And, you know, so everyone's kind of dragging their feet on this right now.
I'm sorry to hear that. It must be really frustrating.
It is.
Yeah. So you want to know if you're going to get the settlement or things are going to resolve in your favor with Pepsi, with the company that.
Yeah.
You know, what I'm getting is, you know, whatever your original goal was, I think, is not going to be met the way that, you know, you're hoping to. I think you're going to get, I think this is going to resolve, but I don't know, either you may not get the monetary amount that you're looking for or the terms or something that's going to not work out ideally as you've been hoping or planning, or really as you deserve, unfortunately. That's
right.
I think you're going to get some compensation, but it's going to be less than what you know, you had initially demanded from the company. So
okay,
you know, that's what I see at this time. I mean, things can always change, but so, you know, I think you're going to get some of what you wanted, but not the full amount, unfortunately.
Okay. All right.
Yeah. But, stay positive about your recovery. And, you know, I'll do whatever I can on my end to clear a pathway for you so you can get in the water soon, because I really have a sense that that's going to be very transformative for you in your recovery process. Okay.
Yeah. Okay. Thanks a lot.
Yeah, man. Hang in there.
All right.
You bet. Thanks for calling us here on the phone.
Okay.
Bye-bye. Yep. Let us know how it goes. All right. Okay. Yeah. Well, that's a difficult situation. Big corporation like that, when they don't respond correctly to an on-the-job injury, you know, what are you going to do? Unfortunately, you know, the way our system's set up, you have to get confrontational with them, and especially if they're not holding up their end of the bargain. So I hope that individual is really able to do whatever he needs to do to get the settlement that he's deserving and able to continue working. It's really an unfortunate thing when you have an injury like that. So, all right. Well, we're going to keep going to the phones since we have a lot of callers, and we'll just find out what is next on the list. This is area code 216. Hi there, you're on the Psychic Funhouse with Lawrence. What's your name?
Hello.
Where are you calling from? Hello.
This is Sharon. I'm calling from Ohio.
Ohio. All right.
Yes,
I am. Sharon? Is that what you said? You said your name was Sharon?
Yeah. It's Sharon. That's correct.
Okay, Sharon. What can I do for you tonight? How are things going for you in Ohio?
Oh, I'm fine. I'm just so relaxed tonight. It's so nice. It was just a very busy week at work.
Okay.
My question is, yeah, what do you see coming up in like the next few months at my job? I really like it. Do you see any changes, or do you see anything, anyone leaving or coming or going? What do you feel for me in my job the next couple months?
Okay. Well, there's before we get into that, do you mind if I ask you a question or two? Is that all right?
Sure. Of course.
Okay. Okay, good. Well, you know, sometimes you'll be like, no, I just want the answer. And then we have to negotiate.
Oh, no, no.
From your initial reports that this job is working out really well, are you concerned that there's something that is going to change that? Or are you just worried?
No, I'm not scared. How can I put this? Oh, it's so petty. There was a woman that was so nasty for a year. And then just all of a sudden, out of the blue, she's changed her whole attitude. Now it's peace and harmony. I don't know what made her change, but I don't know what it is, but it's wonderful. And she's one of the team leads. I just don't know what happened, and I just hope it stays that way. If she got so many said, I don't know.
So you were a target of her bad behavior before and then just dropped
nasty.
It.
She just dropped it out of the blue. It's been like this for like a month.
Mm-hmm. So is this what you're really concerned about, or is there other stuff too on the job that you want to be reassured about? Or?
No, I think I feel secure at my job actually for once in my life. But do you see anybody like any changes coming up or anything? They are working on changes.
Like,
how about this? Do you see me getting any other job descriptions? Any more responsibility?
Let's see what I could come up with for you, Sharon.
Okay, take your time. Well, I know you're on the air. I know.
Right. No, we'll get in and see what comes up. Okay, well, while I'm doing that, I'm going to bring on the other co-host who's called in. Let's see.
Oh, go
Michael,
ahead.
Are you there?
Hello. Can you hear
me,
Michael?
I can.
Hey,
yeah.
Lauren.
Hey. Welcome to the Psychic Podcast, Mr. Go.
Hello.
Hey.
Hi.
This is our co-host, Michael. He's joined us. So, I think you've been listening, but I'll just give you a quick recap. So Sharon and I were working on her job and just trying to tune in and see if there's any changes that are coming up for her in the next few months that she should be aware of or anything else in general. Do I have that right, Sharon? Does that sound good?
Yes. Yes.
Okay. All right.
Perfect.
Yeah. And you said you were going to ask her some questions. Did you want to move forward
and
with
I
that?
Did. Yeah, I did. Yep. I just... Yeah, she
okay.
Disclosed that she had a supervisor who was being a bit of a pill, let's just say, but that
perfect.
Shifted all of a sudden. So now her job is trending in the ideal working situation column. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
There's always one person. Everyone else is wonderful, so I'm not trying to make it look okay because I really like my job. Okay.
Yeah. Fly in the ointment. Yeah, I know what you mean.
I know.
Okay, well, so what I'm getting for you, Sharon, as far as your work life goes, you know, it's interesting what's coming up. There's I get the sense that there's somebody you work with who's kind of like your guardian angel, I guess, not in a spiritual sense, but in a work-life sense, and they run a lot of interference for you kind of without you really knowing it, but they look out for you a lot, and it's not this person who was the problem, it's somebody else, and they're kind of like, what's the best way to describe them? They're like an interim step, I guess. They don't have, they have more authority than you do, but not as much as this other person. But they are also aware of the dynamic that's going on. And so they've done a lot of behind the scenes stuff to smooth things out. You were going to say something. I think I cut you off.
No. Oh, no, I wasn't. No? I may know okay. Who it is. Is she elderly?
You know, it's funny, the minute you said that, I do get a picture of somebody who's either been in the job a long time or has some kind of seniority in that sense. So I would say, yeah, they're not a young person. Mm-hmm.
I know who it is, and it's so funny because those two are such good friends, but she's a very fair person. I think she likes me. She's very blunt, and if she thinks someone is being scorned, she'll say something.
Yeah. Well, I think she's probably the main person who shifted things for you with that person. So probably a good idea to stay on her good side. Sounds like she's got a lot of influence with her. Anything else coming up? I think the company is going to ask you to take on more responsibilities. Not probably before the beginning of summer, before the end of spring. I think when they do that, you're going to want to really advocate for yourself in terms of what you're wanting in exchange, either an increase in your salary or an increase in benefits or, you know, better office, you know, some kind of perks. But I would be really aware of what you're you know, what you're bringing to the company so that you can be prepared to bargain for them when they come to you with their, you know, demands that they're going to bring to the table for you. Does that make sense?
Yeah. I don't think it would be more pay. I just got a bonus. I mean, they do that once a year, but there is a job responsibility that they want to give me after tax season. And it's a big response. It just hasn't happened yet. That's probably what it is. It's, we'll see, but that's probably what it is. But I don't think I would, it's not for more money. It would just be another job within my job. You know what I mean? But I think I know what you're talking about.
If it doesn't feel appropriate to ask for an increase in pay or another bonus or whatever monetarily, then I would definitely think about, you know, making sure that they know that, you know, they're asking you to do more, and they should compensate you in some way for that. So, you know, whatever you feel is appropriate. And it's important to advocate for yourself, because otherwise, you know, without necessarily meaning to, they're going to be taking advantage of you. And that, you know, you don't want
to
get into
that. That's what you're trying to say.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Well, that, and, you know, make sure the company knows, you know, they're not dropping the ball in terms of being aware of the value that you bring to the company. And you don't want to be in a position where you start resenting this job either. That's really the other thing. You know, you don't want that to happen. So that makes sense?
That's perfect. Yes, it does.
Yeah. Yeah. Good. Michael, do you have anything for Sharon? Or
hi, Michael. I do. Hi, Sharon.
Hi.
The thing I was getting for you is your workplace it feels really toxic, the environment, and I don't know if this is, it feels kind of both. It's the energy is stagnant there because it's toxic, and it feels like that stagnant energy will affect you. It is affecting you, but it also infects the business there as well. Do you understand that?
I don't see the toxic at home. I only go in the office twice a week. It's really not that toxic, actually. I wonder where you're seeing that at. Maybe it's just maybe one of that girls is negative, but it's not shown. I mean, I don't see it.
Well,
okay, but go on.
Right. But that, you know, one person can affect a work environment.
Okay.
Right? That energy
be
sending it out to a lot of people. And it's not, you know, energy doesn't just stay in one place. It spreads out. And so it's affecting everything at the workplace. So I don't know. To me, it just feels toxic, the place.
Okay.
So it's probably good you are working from home and not in the location all the time. But I don't know. It just feels like this person kind of affects a lot of people.
She can.
And,
when she gets removed. Yes.
Yeah. So I'm not getting that it's going to keep you from moving forward, though. It feels like you'll be offered a different position maybe in about 6 months. I feel
okay.
Something different coming.
Or maybe a lateral move in a different department. All right, that would make sense because it's a big company.
Yeah. So, So it could be also, too, just the department that you're in, right?
Okay.
You're
absolutely right.
Yeah. Okay. Well, that's all I have right now.
That's perfect. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Good luck to you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thanks for calling, Sharon. Let us know how it goes.
Thank you.
You bet. All right. Okay. Well, hey, Michael, how are you?
Late.
Yeah.
My ride from Beverly Hills to the house took a lot longer than I thought. So sorry, everybody. I apologize for being late.
Was it
but
satellite phone up? Yeah.
Yeah. Next time I'm just gonna have to rent a helicopter much faster.
Right.
Bypass all the traffic.
Yeah. I would definitely recommend that. You know, things are picking up now that, you know, they're opening up after COVID. Traffic's getting more intense. So,
right.
Yeah. Well, it's good because we were worried about you. We were sending out the psychic feelers. Like, oh, you're stuck in traffic.
And I felt them.
I bet you did. Yeah.
Yeah, they kind of slapped me.
Yeah, tripping out. What's he doing out there?
Exactly. Well, thank you for taking over the show, my friend.
Mm-hmm. Your
the
friend.
Birchman.
Yeah. That's right. Well, you know,
shamanic birch, man.
Right. Not a problem.
Yeah.
That's what we're here for. Got each other's back. Yeah. Well, do you want to take a little bit of time to check in with anything? Let us know how your week's gone, or do you want to keep taking calls? What works for you?
Let's just taking calls. It's all good.
Keep the flow. Okay. We can do that.
Yep.
All right. Well, let's go to another caller, another lovely listener on the Psychic Funhouse. All right. This is area code 631. Hi there. You're on with Michael and Lawrence. What's your name and where are you calling from, please? Hi there.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi, this is Suzanne.
Hi, Suzanne. Are you listening?
Hi, I just want to see what you see with Firm and Love Life.
Love Life. Yeah, Love Life, Love Life, Love Life. Well, you know, what I'm getting, and I think this is maybe just what is current is I'm seeing this kind of, it's like a racetrack, like you're going around in circles, kind of an oval. And there isn't a lot that's really working for you right now in terms of your situation romantically. I think when that situation is going on, sometimes what's helpful is just to take a step back and recalibrate what is working for you and what isn't working for you, and maybe get some feedback from people close to you about what could be different in terms of how you're presenting yourself to people that you might be interested in, or get some ideas about what could be just improved upon or different, a different approach, different ideas about what you could be doing that might make things go in a more direct fashion instead of feeling like you're kind of on a merry-go-round. Does any of that make sense, Suzanne?
I guess so. I don't know where to meet people.
Uh-huh. That could be tricky too, for sure. Yep. Michael, anything coming up for you for Suzanne?
Hi, Suzanne.
Hello.
What I'm getting for you is I'm not seeing anybody coming in soon. One of the things that your guides are saying is that it's important to really push yourself to get yourself out there in some way, right? Online or...
Not online, definitely not online. I've done that, yeah.
Okay. So then maybe an activity group, but you got to get the energy out there. Yeah, that's important right now.
Okay.
All right.
So just
have right now. All right.
Well,
good luck.
Thank you. All right.
You're
bye-bye.
Thanks.
Bye-bye.
Hang in there. All right. Yeah, spring is almost here, and people are trying to reconnect again, get the relationship vibe going. It'd be kind of tricky.
Yeah.
To make that happen. Mm-hmm.
Yep. I've had a couple friends telling me they had a beautiful day out on the East Coast. It was nice. It was 50, so that was nice, and they were outside, so that's good.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So get out there.
Mm-hmm. Get the blood flowing, get moving again. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, start connecting.
I think too, it can be really difficult if you haven't been with somebody for a while and you're feeling that emptiness or loneliness, not want to just really like overcorrect and come across as just being really, what's the term? There's a really terrible term called desperate, which that's not what I want to communicate. But just,
mm-hmm.
You're just really. Maybe needy is the word, that can be kind of
mm-hmm.
challenging to not address, and
mm-hmm.
I mean, you definitely want to cross as interested, but not to the point where you're, needing to kind of send it off, like you're a little bit too intense, that can be kind of off-putting. I think the other thing too is to not get too focused on things happening on your own agenda and timeline.
Mm-hmm.
I think the last was frustrated and feeling maybe even disempowered about the situation, and it can be really tempting, I think,
mm-hmm.
when you're not being served up what you want, to just kind of give up or to start blaming or get really negative. And if that's what you need to go through, you definitely need that. But I think the other thing is to just process that with the idea of you're not going to be in that place forever, and as much as possible, just to let it go. So, but it's hard. I don't know. What are your thoughts on the process, Mr. E? Mr. E. Mr. Espinoza, what do you think? Or do you? Mm-hmm. Michael. Uh-oh. I think Michael jumped back into the limo.
Yeah, I'm going over a pass right now, so I might lose you.
Okay. All right.
Yeah. Let's take the next caller.
All right, let's do that. This is area code 951. Hi there, you're on the Psychic Funhouse with Michael Lawrence. What's your name and where are you calling from, please?
Hey, it's Nathaniel calling from Funhouse, California.
There you go. How are you doing, Nathaniel?
Hey, I'm doing pretty good.
Yeah, good. Good, good, good. What's new with you? What can we help you with? What's shaking?
Well, I'm just wondering, you know, about my love life, of course, but anything. But if I've just had lung surgery and I'm recovering from lung cancer, I'm doing really good.
Okay.
I feel really good.
Mm-hmm.
I was doing security at the casino. And I had to work at 9 in the morning. I had graveyard, and then they switched me to swing, so I got off at 3 in the morning, and so I got home at 4. And, but now they're switching me. I applied for a position over at the golf course, and the golf course is wonderful, and the casino is, you know, not really so wonderful. I really don't like the casino. It's, you know, there's a lot of people that come in wheelchairs and walkers and canes, and they're addicted to gambling, and there's a lot of cigarette smoke, and, you know, it seems like there's a lot of bad energy there. And, you know, compared to the golf course and working days and stuff, but I've been doing Uber as well, and I could make, you know, some good money, I think, doing that, missing people, and then, you know, driving's not so easy, but I've been able to meet some wonderful people.
Yeah, that's good. I'm really glad to hear that you're not in the casino. That was, yeah, big old red flag when that came up, especially with your being in recovery from surgery, the lung cancer.
Yeah, it's not only that. It's, you know, the boss told me, well, it's going to be like boot camp. You know, welcome to boot camp. And then, you know, they make you, you know, 95% of the people, you know, have, you know, military cuts. Even some of the women have, you know, like a military cut, a male military cut. And, you know, they said, you know, it's going to be like boot camp and, you know, you got to stand on your feet for 10 hours. And, you know, it's pretty, some drunks need to be like handcuffed and taken to the holding cell until they're not drunk. And the sheriff comes. I don't think they release them right away. And so it seems like there's a lot of bad energy there I wanted to get out of anyway, you know, because a lot of the sergeants and other security guards are kind of, you know, picking on me because there's a lot of codes to learn. Like, you know, code 20 means officer needs emergency assistance, and there's, you know, a mess of other codes, and then they have lengthy codes. I've taken like $200,000 worth of chips out to tables, and, you know, they have all the machines, the slot machines. There's like 3,000 slot machines, and they put them all in this cart, you know, so they got, you know, I don't know how many thousands of dollars they have in each box, you know. But, you know,
so
the golf course sounds a lot better.
Yeah, it does. Can I ask you something about your original question, Nathaniel, which was about relationships? When was the last time you were in a relationship of any consequence that was fulfilling?
You know, I knew another girl when she moved out, but it really wasn't a significant relationship. It was just kind of a roommate relationship, and she knew I liked her, but I don't think she really liked me. But I've met this new girl, Juliana, but I don't know. I don't think it's, you know, we're just being friends, but I've talked to her a lot about, I've just picked her up on Uber, but I picked her up today, and I talked to her, you know, doing her ride, and, you know, I've loaned her a couple of books and stuff, and she gave me her phone number. It's actually not her first line. She's on another phone, but I don't know.
Yeah. Well, you know, it's interesting. I guess you know, I was asking just because I think there's a part of you that, I mean, there's a part of you that really wants something more than just a companion. But I think that's kind of how you get perceived, or maybe that's the zone that you get put in, I guess. You know, there's like the friend zone. Sometimes people put you in when you want to have something more romantic. So I'm just trying to tune into what out of that and allow you to be perceived differently as somebody who's more of a romantic partner. And so
yeah.
Does that happen with you in relationship or?
Yeah, I think so.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you know, it's interesting. The caller we had before who was looking for a relationship, you know, different but kind of similar issue. I think what would really help would be if you had somebody you could go to for a makeover, you know, like they have those TV shows where they go to people and they just kind of do like a makeover. And sometimes it's more of like a superficial thing, but even that I think would be helpful. There's, I think you have a real sincerity about you and a kindness, but that's overshadowed by the way people are misperceiving you as a potential partner. So, you know, the solution for that is, and I don't think this is something just like the last call that you can fix on your own. I think you really need to have somebody almost do like an intervention with you where they would just be really, you know, in a compassionate way, but really direct about what would help you be more attractive to the people that you're trying to get with. Does any of that make sense?
Yeah, I don't really know who to trust or who to go to for that, but I'm trying to do it, you know, myself. I was thinking of getting some new clothes because at the golf place, I think I get half off some of the golf shirts and other things there, and I'm going to buy some sunglasses that were nice, and I'm getting the massage here in about an hour. And
good.
I get massages regularly, and they really help me out. I seem to have, you know, kind of arthritis or rheumatism mm-hmm. or something. I don't know. I just, you know, I like, you know, massages seem to work well for me.
Does the massage therapist you go to, is that somebody you could talk to about this issue? Do you think they would be somebody who could point you in the right direction?
No.
Idea?
You know, there's a couple of different ones, but I'm just, you mm-hmm. know, there was one girl, massage therapist, I like Jenny, but I'm mm-hmm. not sure she has a husband. I don't know. I kind of don't know what to do. You know, I kind of don't want to chase anybody, but, you know.
Right. Yeah, I guess what I'm talking about more is just, you know, before you start putting yourself out there that you get somebody to give you just some feedback about, you know, what would make you more attractive as a love interest, somebody who, you know, and it doesn't have to be somebody that, you know, you're really intimately connected with, but somebody that will just, you know, just give you some insight. And you may need to get the insight from a few different people rather than just one person, but just to, you know, even if it feels awkward, just to kind of pose that question to somebody and you know, not with the idea that you're trying to pick them up, but you just want them to give you some insight into how they perceive you as a person, sort of thing.
So you
know, Michael,
see the
do
other
you have anything? Yeah. Well,
what?
This is, we'll keep it out there. Michael, do you have anything for Nathaniel about relationships or stuff coming up for you?
Yeah. So I agree with Lawrence, Nathaniel, and I think you would benefit with there's a lot of relationship coaches out there now. So you or even a life,
you know,
coach. Yep.
Yes, you know, it's kind of with psychics and everything, you know, I wouldn't know who to trust and, you know, you know, I know that there's somebody named Ronnie out there, and she does it, but, you know, I don't know. I have some, you know, facial creams and stuff, and, you know, I've got a haircut.
Yeah.
And
well,
I'm doing
well, what
kind of thing, and
you can
get some clothes.
Yeah. What you can do, Nathaniel, is you can, you know, talk with them before you start working with them. You know, tell them, you'll tell them your goals and what you're looking for. And you can make a decision whether you think they can help you. And also the vice versa, you know, they'll let you know whether they want to take you on as a client or not. But you can do something like that or a relationship coach or a life coach.
I have another friend on the block that I talk to a lot, and he's been helping me with some of the emotion code to clear out some of my energy as well. And we've been kind of good things about it. We kind of been, you know, working on that too, you know, so I'm kind of working with someone. But I'm quite an astrologer and things, so we kind of switch off. I gave 60 bucks a while back. But,
okay. Well, that sounds like you're working on it. That's good. Well,
And also, I think I called before. I don't know if you remember. I was trying to get back to Orange County. You remember?
No, sorry.
I think I called you on New Year's, around New Year's. And I was trying to get back to Orange County down in Southern California.
Mm-hmm.
And I was in Sacramento. And I was trying to figure out a way to get back. But I have, because I started Uber, so I could go to Southern California and start doing Uber that day.
There you go.
So that kind of manifested in a mysterious way, you know.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Very good.
There's one guy that's I guess he's the seatbelt psychic. Have you heard about him?
Mm-hmm.
There's somebody on
Michael.
YouTube, and I guess
he's
got a family.
Yes, I've heard of him.
Mm-hmm. Somebody coined me as the Uber guru, you know, because I give readings and I give readings why I pick people up. And some people have wonderful experiences, and some people are really, you know, taking it out on the Uber driver, you know. So, you know, sometimes I'll cancel a ride for one reason. Like last night, I had completed 7 trips. I got an extra $70, but somebody called and needed a ride to Vacaville, and there was like 3 drunks that were really drunk, and I'm going, well, you know, this is going to be a long drive, you know, with 3 drunks talking in the back seat, and I'm going, it's going to be too much, you know. So I canceled the ride, and he was getting me, you can't do that. And I go, yes, I can, you know. But, you know, if I feel, you know, because they, he said to do Uber because you can get carjacked. So you can also run into some bad situations, you know. I like when there's just one person, you know, but sometimes there's been 4 people that pile in, and they told me I wasn't supposed to have a rider in the front seat.
Nathaniel,
so, you know,
interesting. I think you got a potential as the Uber guru. You should definitely, if you're not filming that for your YouTube channel, you should think about it. We're gonna move on because we've got some other callers. So we're gonna try to get before the end of the show. But I'm really glad that you contacted us and stay in touch with us about everything. All right, let us know how it goes.
All right, well, okay, I'll call back or give me a call.
All
right, take
care,
Nathaniel.
Bye bye, and good luck with your recovery. Hope that goes well for you.
Oh yeah, it's going great. Bye bye.
Good. All right. You take care. Bye-bye. All right. Well, Michael, I think we're in the lightning round, so maybe we'll take one more caller before the end of the show.
Okay.
What do you think? Want to try that?
That sounds good. Yep.
Okay. So we're going to do area code 504. Hi there. You're on the phone now with Michael Lawrence. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hi, Deborah from New Orleans.
Deborah from New Orleans.
Hi, Deborah.
All right.
Huh?
How's New Orleans? How's Big Easy?
I was wondering if you could tell me, it's a beautiful evening, if I should initiate a lawsuit against my former workplace.
Mm-hmm. You know, the guides are telling me not to do it. And, you know, what's interesting, it's not because you don't have a good case or that you won't even win. I think they're saying that you probably would prevail. But I think what you're going to find is the stress of going through all that is going to make it not worth it at the end. You know, it's that kind of thing where, you know, you're going to win. What's that saying? You're going to win the battle, but lose the war. Like, even if you do, get a judgment in your favor from this, issue with your work, you're going to feel like, you've lost years of your life doing it. So, yeah, that's what I'm getting. So, it can be difficult, you know, because when you feel like you've been wronged or injured at work, and this is the way that, you know, our society compensates people, is we have to go to battle in the courts, you know, it may be the kind of thing where, you know, you may be better off just kind of moving on and not engaging in something that's going to be, you know, kind of a toxic process is what it sounds like. Michael, do you have anything for our New Orleans caller?
I agree with Lawrence, and I think if you do move towards that where you really think you need to do that, it feels like you have to do some more homework, and you need to talk to some more lawyers about moving forward in that direction. But it doesn't feel like it's going to be easy. This feels like it's going to be a fight for you. Feels like it's going to be real challenging.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, good luck.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
You bet. Yeah.
Right.
Thanks for calling,
bye-bye.
Deborah. Good luck. All right. It looks like we've come to that time again. The end of the show. So, Michael, how can people get in touch with you if they want to get a reading or some healing work? There. Michael?
You can go to my website, michaeljespinoza.com.
Uh-huh.
How about you, sir? How can people get a hold of you?
People can give me a call or text, 541-344-7534. They can also email me at givingtree@earthlink.net. My Facebook page is Giving Tree Farm Earth, and my website is givingtreefarm.com. And I want to thank everybody for coming on the show tonight and being brave enough to let us answer your questions live on the air. We really appreciate that. Sorry we didn't get to everybody. We had a lot of callers tonight, but thank you for listening, and I hope you'll
call. Thank you.
There you go. I hope you'll follow us on your favorite podcast. Take a look at our archives. We've got many, many shows for you to listen to and take with you whenever you need some company from your good psychic friends, Michael and Lawrence. And, of course, remember that this show is for entertainment purposes only. Michael, do you have anything you'd like to say before we let well, listeners go, and we'll see you next week. I'm going to take that as a no. All right. Well, thanks so much for calling, and everybody have a good weekend, We'll catch you next week on the Psychic Funhouse. Take care now. Bye-bye.